Articles by Fearlessly Courageous from the desk of Dennis Piller. Will 2023 be a repeat for you? Or does God have other plans? New Year's Prophecy, Part 2. Don't let the weariness of the holidays cause you to back off now. Step into my spirit. Step up your fervor. Step up your gratitude and humility. And step on the neck of the serpent's temptations and his barriers. Step over them in faith. Step up in faith that this is indeed a new year and a new season. I have something new for you. Reach up for it. Bend your knee for it. Start strong. Seek my grace. Seek my direction. Honor me. Celebrate the grace and winds of last year and commit this new season to me. Dedicate it right now to the King of Kings. Your breakthrough is waiting. Believe for it. Fight in the spirit for it. For all that I have for you. Selah. So what is he saying? Every new year we want to begin afresh and anew. And it's a great time to begin by putting our priorities in order. It's a great time to begin trying to cultivate a deeper relationship with Christ. Live for God. Philippians chapter 1. When was the last time you read it? Paul is in prison. He's telling the body that he prays for them every day. He says, I am in chains, defending and confirming the gospel, even in prison. In his prayers, he prays that their love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight. Many of you have had a hard and troubling year, but Paul says in verse 12 that even though I'm in prison, it has actually served to advance the gospel. He said that it has become clear throughout the whole palace guard and to everyone else that I'm in chains for Christ. He says in verse 20 that he eagerly expects and hopes that he in no way will be ashamed, but will have sufficient courage so that Christ will always be exalted in his body, whether he lives or dies. And then his famous words, for me to live is Christ and to die is gain. He says in verse 27, whatever happens, conduct yourself in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ. For it has been granted to you on behalf of Christ, not only to believe in him, but also to suffer for him, just like I am right now. As we enter into a new year, it's imperative that we put Christ first. It should not be an option for us. So as we begin this walk into a new year, we need to challenge ourselves to be like Paul and choose to live for God. And yes, we're going to face struggles and persecutions and spiritual warfare. Yet it's nothing compared to what Christ did for us in order to redeem us back to himself. So whether it's increasing your prayer time with God or reading the Bible or applying biblical teachings to your lives or growing in a faith-based community or utilizing your spiritual gifts to help edify the church, God wants you to grow in your faith so that you will be able to live for him. The world every day will try and teach you how to live for yourselves, but it will surely lead to destruction. Questions to consider, and I hope you do. What were your wins for 2022? Write them down. Did you include your spiritual wins? Am I actively living to serve God right now? This isn't about condemnation, but an assessment so we can make adjustments. How can I better serve God this year? What are some tangible steps I can take this year to live for God? I pray you write them down, or they will be lost with the chaos of tomorrow. Dear Lord, help me, please, to use this upcoming year to live for you, to follow you, and help others to know you. The things of the world often cause me to be distracted or cause me to fall away from you. Don't let me follow that pattern anymore. In Jesus' name, I pray that you make it a Jesus-filled day.